dependence on God. I need God. We need God. 2 Peter chapter 1. I'm going to start at verse 2. May God give you more and more grace and peace as you grow in your knowledge of God and Jesus our Lord. Verse 3. For His divine power, by His divine power, God has given us everything. You say everything? Everything. Everything. Nothing missing. Everything. You can probably capitalize E, everything. He's given us everything we need for living a godly life. We have received all of this by coming to know Him, the one who called us to Himself by means of His marvelous glory and excellence. This great God has called us to Him. This great God has given us everything that we need to live. Everything. Nothing missing. I've shared this quote with you before from the book Invading Secular Space by Martin Robinson. And I remind us again, because this is actually quite transformative for us as a church. What would it look like for a church to function in such a way that the primary goal of church was not to attract more people into attendance and membership, but to produce people who had a profound sense of their personal relationship with God? What if that was our purpose as a church? Not about attracting all kinds of people and running a great church. That's a byproduct of actually producing people that have a profound sense of our relationship with Jesus and all the resources in Him. So then the natural question then that we often ask in a message is, why? Not the annoying little kid, though. It's a good question. Why? Why are you telling me, Pastor, that everything is this Christian life and everything to do with it is so important? Why? 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 Why do we need to abide and walk with Jesus? Why should we? Why should we be meeting with Jesus as Lord God Almighty? We could just ignore Him, as many do. But what then? We could do it all ourselves in our life. We could do everything. Actually, there is a way of actually living. Not the best. There is a way. We can actually live as a Christian and actually have nothing to do with God. We could live all the things we're supposed to be doing. We already know everything we should be doing. We could actually live the Christian life without Jesus. But is that any good? All by yourselves. Mothers, when you're about to give birth to your child, would you say to everyone around you, forget it, I can do it myself. I don't need you, birth doula. I don't need you, nurses, doctors. I don't need anyone. I can do it all myself. How would that go? Or getting an education, Oliver, if you said, or all of you in school, or at home school. No, I can learn all myself. I can do it all myself. I don't need any teachers at all. I can learn everything I need to learn. How would that go? Well, you'd probably enjoy not being in school, but you wouldn't learn much of anything. So I'm doing a little bit of work for Rona already, getting ready for summer. And so I did delivery on Tuesday. And I had a whole package of ducting and a furnace and an air conditioner and a bunch of other things. And so I drove up to the one place there where I was going to deliver. And I had a bunch of stuff that I needed help with. So it happened to be Darcy who was there, and he was working, doing his work, and all this stuff was for him anyways. So I walked in and I said, "Hey Darcy, could you give me a hand? I need help to move some of this stuff in." You know what he said? "Forget it. Do it yourself. Suck it up, princess. Like, come on. You've got muscles. Do it yourself." No, he didn't. He didn't do that. I love Darcy. He's got a great smile. I don't know, has he ever frowned? He's always got, he always seems like he has a yes face on him. He's always pleasant. So he says, "Absolutely, I'll give you a hand, because there's no way I could have moved some of this stuff." And it was great because there was somebody else helping me. We're doing this together. We're helping each other. We're chatting. It was just great to do a delivery with someone else to help. That's what it is in life. Like, there's some jobs we can do ourselves, some things we can do by ourselves, but it's always better with more. It's just great. You see, if we didn't walk with God, we would not accomplish much of any eternal worth or impact. We would not enjoy life because of the stress and the striving and working that seems so overwhelming when we're trying to do it all ourselves. All by ourselves. Jesus promised an abundant life and beyond now and for eternity. And he's going, "I want to help you. I've given you everything," and the main part of this passage is, "I've given you me." Jesus says, "I've given you me. I can be with you." When we meet with Jesus, he desires to help us. And this Almighty Jesus has everything at his fingertips with all the wisdom of the universe to help us. Everything that we could want. So this morning is a great illustration of why we need Jesus. Parenting. How you doing, parents? Can you do it all yourself? It's not as fun, but it's not always easy. Been there. Done that, still doing it. With adult children, we're still parenting our adult children, right? 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 We need Jesus' help to be parents. Graduation and life choices. We need Jesus to show us what we should be doing. Getting into marriage. If you're looking to get into marriage, you need Jesus to help you choose wisely who your partner will be. There needs to be a lot of wisdom. That's probably one of the biggest decisions. Getting married is one of the biggest decisions. You want to lean in with God well. You need him. Maybe be married. I need help. No. But we be careful. But we need help in our marriages too. Jesus, what do I do? How do I help? I've even prayed for some simple things like, what kind of gift should I give my wife for birthday or anniversary or things that I don't know what to do? What should I? We can ask those kinds of questions. Any stage of our life, we need wisdom beyond ourselves. In your job and career, maybe you want to change careers, maybe you need to change jobs, maybe there's some, you need Jesus to show you. You can't just do it ourselves. You have to talk with them and have them talk with you about what to do. Even the simple day-to-day decisions. The simple decisions. I'm lost driving in Winnipeg. Lord Jesus, where do I go? Where do I turn? I haven't got time to check my phone in the middle of traffic. I've got to make a decision about this part of my business or my job, or I don't know how to tighten this. I don't know how to work that. All these little decisions. And I know, we say, well, God's given you a brain. Use it. Yes, yes. But there's times where we need to say, Jesus, my brain isn't working. to do. And that is that day-to-day abiding, all the little decisions that we have to make. But here's the thing. Many Christians aren't asking Jesus for anything. We're not asking him for anything. Nothing. Except in desperation and panic. And then we go, my God, do something I need. And he's going, what? I think. So what? You haven't talked to me in weeks. And now you're panicking and need my help. What am I supposed to do? I've been trying to show you all along. But you haven't talked to me. And now you're mad at me? Because I'm not doing anything? What do you expect? What do you want? I'm not a cash machine. I'm not a slot machine. I'm God. I love you. I want to talk with you. I want to help you through every big and little thing. So don't just come panicking towards me. Talk to me. Every day. I love you. I want to be with you. I want to help you. But what happens is we end up going everywhere else. What? I got a list of things here, but I'm going to go on a rant. Okay, can you let me go on a rant? There was a commercial a while ago about Siri or AI or something like that. So this whole commercial goes through all these different people asking how to do things, and they were asking AI or whatever it was, how to put together a basketball hoop and net and all that kind of stuff. But then there's one parent who was asking AI, what do I do? How do I put my child to sleep? Now, you understand AI, when you ask, it's going to pull from everywhere. It's going to pull all, and they say at the bottom, always check, make sure this is accurate. AI is not 100% accurate. Do you know that? And especially when we're asking relational, that'd be like going to Siri, what do you think God wants me to do with my life? Really? Siri doesn't know you. Doesn't know. Well, yeah, I guess maybe they do through all the algorithms, logarithms, whatever they are. Maybe they know us maybe a little more than we think. It's God that actually knows you and me. So he created you and me. He knows you better than you know yourself, or than your spouse knows, or your best friend knows about you. That's who we want to go to. And that's where he says, I've given everything you could need. I've given you everything. I've given me to you. So here's the application. We're jumping way ahead here, right? Here's the application. Carve out time for Jesus every day.
Oh, so legalistic.
No! Not legalistic. We need it. And Jesus wants it. He wants to talk with us every day. So carve out 10 minutes. 10 minutes. Read a chapter a day in the Bible or find a good devotional thing in your on YouVersion or something and pray. Set a timer. All our phones have timers. Set a timer for 10 minutes. Don't rush away. Stay there for a while. And be with Jesus for 10 minutes. Minimum. Back off on social media and AI for help. Back off on it. Get off of it. Subscribe to Focus on the Family magazine. You want help with parenting? You want help with your life, your marriage? That magazine is one of the, and it's free. You just have to sign up at focusonthefamily.ca and you can get a free magazine that helps everything from parenting babies. all the way to being married and all the way to being grandparents. There's articles all the way through it. Get it. Or call one of us as pastors. I would love it. You would make my day if somebody called me up and said, Pastor, can you help me with my quiet times with Jesus? Could you help me with that? Oh, I would love to do that. I would love to encourage. I would love to help. Because Jesus wants it. Jesus wants to be with you. So Ryan, come on up. 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 3. His divine power has given us everything we need for life and godliness. Well, that's the New International Version, the way I memorized it years ago. Everything we need for living a godly life. We've received all of this by coming to know Him, the one who called us to Himself. Jesus calls us to Himself by means of His amazing, marvelous, wonderful, incredible glory and excellence. Let's stand here. Everyone said, Amen.